Morning, Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kaf Vav, and we're starting on the Amud. We're busy discussing over here. We said just Eimad Dikim Betzari. Now it's interesting that we said that Tzori over here, right? We explained it as a type of a tzep, and we said what's it from, and I quoted the in Bavim Badlikin that says in Aktak Taf. We'll see today the Gemara has an opinion that Tzori is actually Shemen Afar Samon, which we mentioned this morning in the Parsha Shir, right? Because Ron asked the question this morning, what was the Meshicha, the Yitzika of the Kohanim done with? And there's an opinion, we know that some of the times the kings were Nimshach with Shemen Afar Samon, usually with Shemen Zayit. We'll see in a second, the Gemara's the opinion is actually Shemen Afar Samon from a story coming up now. But the Gemara yesterday said, then why can't we madlikim betzari? So my time, a rabbi said, because of rechon no death, that it smells like evaporates into the room, right? Amar Abaya say that mineshu af, that the oil, so to speak, the flames could get out of control, and it could burn down the house. Now, and then he said chalav would come, and actually both accepted both the reasons, and the one was a gzaira. And they said, Chadim ibn Shu'af, and all Gzara Shem Yistapek, because you might come to use it. Okay, and then if you Yistapek, we saw over there that it'd actually be over on Kibui, on Mechabe. Right, before the Gemara brings a story, I just want to quickly look at that. There's a Tosfot there, which I want to read, that it's quite important to just understand the concept. That first Tosfot there on the Amud, V'lei Memar ibn Shu'af. So Tosfot says, what's the problem over here if it would af? Says, V'ye Bahu la Mamono. If it's going to get out of hand and make this big fire, so the guy's going to say, wait a second, I'm burning up all my stuff over here, and it's burning, it's expensive, I'm wasting a lot of oil, and you know, quickly, get worried about a waste of money, and come and put the fire out. So look what Tosfot says over here, Lemaymar, he says, Tema, that's surprising, if that's the case, have a Lemaymar, we should make it asur to use it for any time. If it's flammable stuff and it's dangerous, it's going to burn the place down, then why is there any asr on Shabbos? It should be asr even during the week. You can't light dangerous stuff in your house. Right? Makes sense? So he says, I'm going to come in. The Eimad Likim Beneft, Lavan, you can't, there's some of the white paraffin, whatever. Afilu B'chom, they show off because it's dangerous. So Tosfos surprised, doesn't give an answer, but he's just surprised that if that's the case, Rastib, right? If that's the case, that it should be asr B'chlal. Just something to bear in mind, this whole idea that Chachamim are worried from all aspects, not just only on Shabbat. If it's dangerous, it's dangerous across the board. Okay, so now we spoke yesterday about that it might af and light can be flammable. The Gemara brings a story over here. Of Ahi Chamta, David Sinir Leila Kalta, right? So there was this mother-in-law whose daughter-in-law didn't like her very much. Okay? No one in this shir can relate to that at all. So it's not for us, but it does happen. There are some daughters like that with their mother-in-laws. Okay, so he says over here, Amrela, right? So now
there was a mother-in-law who didn't like the daughter-in-law.
No, I think it was across the book. It says Chamta, this mother-in-law, to have it sneer la lekalta. Her daughter didn't like her. So her daughter didn't like her. So now she wants to get back at her daughter-in-law. So what does she say? How did that translate in English? Sneer la lechamta. Lekalta?
The mother-in-law despised her daughter-in-law.
Okay, well, doesn't it make any sense, though? You know what? Maybe it's right. Maybe you're right. Yeah. It makes that difference. Because it doesn't matter. The mother-in-law despised the daughter-in-law. The mother-in-law, bottom line, the mother-in-law is going to give trouble to the daughter-in-law now. Okay. Forget
it.
Accept
it. Usually it works both ways.
Really works both ways. Okay. So you're right. Chamta davistina lekalta. Amrila. The mother-in-law says to the daughter-in-law, "Zil ikshit mishcha da'afarsema. Go light a candle, light a fire of oil with the afarseman thing, with the afarseman oil, right? Now, if you look at Rashi over here, the Likutei Rashi over here from Brachot, we've learned this before, right? He says there this just on this afarseman. We learned this already before, but afarseman, he says there Rashi that it came from Yericho, right? He says in Yecheskel, observe Yecheskel, Yehuda of Eretz Yisrael, Hamar Ruchim Echitei Mani Venefe Kach Eiti Beserfe Yosef Ben Gurion in Yosef Flavius, the Sefer Yosef Hakohen, Eitz Afar Samon Hu Peneg It's feneg of something. Vayu metzuyim b'yericho. V'al shem reyach hatov nikret yericho. Okay, balsam b'laz. It says balsam oil or farsam oil. All those things. And Jericho, Yericho, was named after that because it's got a beautiful smell. Reyach, the Yericho, because it came from that area. Just remember that. We learned that in past. Anyhow, so now he says to the mother-in-law, says to her, go light this candle. As the ikshit, she listens to her mother-in-law, right? She wants to prove she's not such a bad girl. And she lights the candle. Kia ta amrila. Now the mother-in-law says to her, zil itli sharga. So she says to her, ikshit b'mishcha defasma, go get, not in the light, I'm jumping in the gunya. She says, ikshit b'mishcha, go put perfume on, put the flavor on you, put this nice smell of this safasma oil on your body. Right? As the ikshit, she does it. Kiata, when she comes back now to mother, it, she says, Amrila, the mother-in-law now says to her, zil itli sharga, now go light the candle. So first she tells you to go put this perfume on you. She puts this, she anoints her with all this oil. Now she's dripping in alfarsum and oil. She's got out a candle. She knows it's highly flammable. Right. In pachba nurev achalta. And now she gets completely consumed by the candle. Okay. That's the story. Do with it what you want. All right. Gary carries on. Right now, once we come with these brightest, the brings of pasuk over here. That says, "Umidalot ha'aretz yishin revuz rav tavachim lechomim veliyogvim." The Gemara carries on over here, right? And while we're discussing the Afar Simon, right? While we're on the subject of here, so the Gemara brings a pasuk that after Nebuzaradan, he was the rav tavachim, he was the one that carried out all the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. He sent everybody back to Bavel, and he took them all back as prisoners. But he left the poor behind, right? Umidalot ha'aretz, right? The weak ones, the poor ones, the downtrodden ones. He left them in Eretz Yisrael, right? And what were their job? Their job was to be at chormim and yogvim. So this is in the back of the idea of the first one. It's almost like this. Quote the pasuk. Yishim was adraft ha'chim chormim le'agvim. Rashi says yeah, chormim. He says lashon ma'asvim. Says from korem is to their sof together. You gather all the vessels together. Come paragraph Yaki, we'll see it later on. And yogvim he says lashon yekavim. What a yekev is like a vineyard, right? She otzrin potine tachilazon lotidamo. So they gather there and they store up. They collect the chilazon, the special worm that gives you the tchaylet lotidamo for its blood. Right, come remember paragraph God will come on. And right, he said, we'll see that again later on in the next few dapim. And what was the purpose? Says Rashi, "Benicham nevuzadran lelov v'shei hamelech." He did these guys there to do the work to gather up. He wanted them there, the kings and all the royalty. They dressed up in these garments of tchelet. They needed them for the industry. You know that archaeologists have found off the coast of like Michmorit. That whole area there was a big fertile area for the chilazon. They found all the chilazon shells there. If it only been on those tiulim. So this whole area was chidazon, and they needed it for tchelet. It was an expensive process. So now the Gemara is like this. Kormim. Gemara says, what's kormim? Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, elu milakta afar somon. Mi'ein gedi va'ad ramata. Says, those people, oh, here's David Barnett just joined. David, we all wanted to know whether we are wishing you Mazel Tov today or not.
Unfortunately, you're not today.
Not today. Okay. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow.
If we get the relevant issue, yes.
Okay, batzlacha. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Right. And Elo Melakta Afar Simon and Gediv Adramata. So they were the ones, their job was to Melaketa Afar Simon, this oil. That's why they brought the story over here. And Yogvim, what's Yogvim? Was Elo Tzarei Chilazon. Right, they were the ones that caught the Chilazon. Misulamot Shil Tzurv Ad Chaifa. That whole strip, okay? So they've got it here until Chaifa, which is north of Michmorot. We've seen that it's actually a little bit southern down. Was where all the chilazon were. Okay, that's just the story the Gemara brought. Those two stories on the back of the Afar Samod on the Tzori. Then goes this Karabanan. Got a brighter. It says Ein Madlikin Betevel Tamei Bechol Ve'Ein Tzrich Lomar B'Shabbat. So that says you can't use Tevel. Remember we spoke earlier on about Demai, right? About getting use of Demai. We said that you could use Demai for an Eruv. We could Eruvim Demai because you could mafkir your goods and you become an Ani. And an ani can eat demai, and demai is a safek tevel, remember? Now we're speaking about vadai tevel. We haven't yet taken truma from. All right, that's tevel. So the Gemara says you can't light a candle with tevel oil, even in chod, during the week, because you can't hanah from it. And kosh, and you don't even mention Shabbos, because there's not even a question on Shabbos, because you can't do it during the week. Look at Rashi there. Ema dekim a tevel tamei. V'cholchek ema tahor. L'kama refresh tamei. He says, tevel tamei you can't write with. And Rashi says, how much more so tevel tahor. Right? And we'll see just now, even though we spoke about shemen saruf, remember? And we said, what is shemen? So we said, shemen saruf is shemen which was nitma. Truma which was nitma. Right? Remember we discussed that? And we said there, actually, we saw that you can... We discussed shemen, that there's a mitzvah to burn it. Remember we discussed it, that Ba'esh Tisaref, right? That there's a mitzvah to burn it. The other Gemara is discussing now the tevel, before you've separated the truma. So you've got a mixture, which is everything. It's the truma and the non-truma. Okay, tevel is the mixture. Truma is one thing. You've taken off the truma, and you're left with your produce. Yeah, we've got tevel, the truma is still in it. Kayotze was similar to that. Ein madlikim beneft lavan b'chol. We saw that as well. Tosfot brought the lavan, this neft lavan, and some sort of flammable stuff. So you can't use it. Ve'ein tzrich lomar b'shabbat. And obviously on Shabbos you can't. It's highly flammable. It's dangerous. The other Gemara says like this. Bishlom neft lavan. We understand neft lavan. Why can't you use it? B'nei shu'af. It's highly flammable. Aval tevel tamei. My timer. But why can't you use tevel tamei? If it's tamei, we thinking now in the mindset of truma tamei, we could burn. Why can't we burn tevel tamei? It was amakra because the green pasuk vani hine natat lechat b'shmei trumati. We've got the same. We've got the same pasuk. We saw this we've got the same pasuk. We saw this yesterday. Et mishmeret trumati. The Gemara says, "What does it mean mishmeret trumatai?" I think it actually is a pasuk. Shemet trumatai. Yeah, mishmer trumatai. Trumatai means in plural, ma trumot. So he says, b'shtei trumot atum v'bri. Talk about two different types of trumot. Echad trumot Torah, v'echad trumot tamea. One is when it's tamea, one is when it's tahor. They both mention as ma trumot. So someone says, ma trumot tahora. When it comes to trumot tahora, right, look at Rashi there. Ma trumot tahora, shehi la'achila. Trumot is for eating. Enechabela misha tahara ma'avelach. When can you eat? When can a kohen eat the trumot tahora? From the moment that has been separated, that the tithe has been taken, only then can he eat it. The question is, can a kohen come into our house that's tevel, take tevel to eat it? What's the problem? Because that's no big deal. Even the truma inside of his mind, so I can eat it. No. Even the kohen can eat the truma once the truma has been separated, it's been harama. That's when truma becomes truma that's edible. That's the matir, is the harama. From before taken off the truma, it's asur to eat. Sharei tevel b'mita l'ochla. If you eat tevel, you chayv mita, even if you're a kohen. Right? Af truma temeya, says the Rashi. So truma temeya, af api she'ein ata ochla ele mesika. Right? Since even truma temeya, you can't eat, but you can burn it. Asur la'asiko b'tivlo, you can't do it while it's tevel. So it's amazing halacha via. This whole concept of truma, whether it's tahor or tamei, is only mutar for the uses that you're allowed to use the truma for once it's been separated. Before it's been separated, while still in the tevel format, it's asur even to the kohen. Okay? So that's what the Gemara brings the answer. That's why you can't burn tevel tamei. Because tevel tamei, you might be able to burn the truma tamea inside the tevel, but only after you've separated it from the rest of the stuff. So he said, truma enecha ele mishat harama ve'elach, af truma tamea enecha ele mishat truma ve'elach. Okay, now, we spoke earlier on, yesterday, we said, Rabbi Shimon does omer, ein madlikin betzori, right? Was the third lines, the fourth lines yesterday of the Amud, we mentioned this morning as well. Tari b'shimu ben lazar omer, ein madlikin betzori. I said, where now takes that brighter and analyzes that brighter? He brings there Rabbi Shimon, actually, but on the back of that, right? Ein madlikin betzori. And Rashi says, ein madlikin betzori. Is there Rashi on that? Betzori, yeah. He says, Gefarsh le'el, we saw earlier on. Rashi says, v'od, kriktanim az, we'll see that on. The ein ba min apri. That tzori doesn't come from a fruit, right? It's not the fruit, it's a sap. It's not the fruit. Ela min ha'etz, saraf, ba'alma. And what's the problem? It's like pitch or tar and doesn't burn nicely. That's the first explanation of Rashi why we can't use tzori. He's got a lishna achrini, another lashon in Rashi, another explanation of it. He says, omer, lav time le milta yahiv. So you know what? Sorry. I actually should have read the Gemara first. Just hold your finger in the Rashi for 1 second. And look here, Rabbi Shimon has a very aimed to give me sorry. The chayyim Rabbi Shimon has a mayor sorry ainu el shraf me'atzak taf. That what is the sorry? It's a sap. So Rashi says over here that Rashi on the first explanation that Rashi gave, we're saying why can't you use sorry? Because it's not a fruit; it comes from the sap. That's the first way of Rashi explaining this Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Rashi says a second way to understand it is additional chrina. The chena yarav Rashi Shimon ben Azomer. Love time in the middle. It's not an explanation. The fact that it's not fruit and it's sap is not an explanation to why you can't light it. Elachi kamar v'oda yaomer davar acher b'tzori. Telling us another attribute of tzori. No connection whatsoever. So the one reason is that it's the explanation. The one explanation is that it's the reason why you can't use it. Or Rashi Yeshua telling us just two things. By the way, you can't light it. Sorry, for whatever reason. Maybe because it's af, like we saw earlier on, because it's flammable. Or no def, or it evaporates. It goes very quickly. It doesn't light nicely. Or he's telling us two things altogether. The one is, sorry, you can't light. And just know as well where sorry comes from. Those are two ways of understanding this Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, this Rabbi Shmuel ben Laza. Now, the Gemara that carries on, it says Rabbi Shmuel Omer Kolei. Now, you'll see why it was relevant to understand the first reason. The first one was telling us there's not a fruit. The second one was saying, no, forget there's not a fruit. It just happens to be sap. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Kolei Yotze Mina Eitz Eimad Likimbo. Rabbi Shmuel said, whatever comes from a tree, you can't burn. Right? That's a separate opinion. Rabbi Shmuel says that you can't use things that come from a tree.
Cashews, olive oil.
Well, olive oil comes from a fruit, not from a tree. So I think Rabbi Shmuel here is making a distinction between the fruit of the tree and the tree itself. But let's carry on. We'll see. I think it'll come a little bit clearer now. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Kol Hayotze Min Ha'etz Ein Madikin Bo. Rabbi Shmuel Ben Baruch Omer Ein Madikin Ela Beyotze Min Ha'pri. See. Rabbi Shmuel ben Baruch says that you can only use things that come from a fruit. Look at Rashi. Min apri lafuke shemen dagim ve'itran ve'tzori, as opposed to olive oil, fish oil, or an itran, which we saw earlier on, was also some type of a wood, and tzori, which would be the sap, which would be coming from the tree. So he said you can only use the fruit. Now the question is, what's the difference between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Baruchah? Rabbi Shmuel says, you catch anything from the tree, but he wouldn't have a problem, for example, using fish oil. Doesn't come from a tree. Rabbi Shmuel ben Baruchah says, no, you can only use fruit products. You can't use fish oil. Or Rabbi Shmuel would say, you can use neft, or you can use zephet, whatever the other things, you assume that they can light. Rabbi Shmuel ben Baruchah said, no, only if it comes from a fruit. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, ain't madlikin ela b'shemen zayit bilvad. And Rabbi Tarfon says, you can't use any of this stuff. The only thing you can use is olive oil, full stop. We don't care trees, we don't care fruits, nothing, only the olive oil. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Araglav Amar. So now Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri hears all these opinions going on over here. He gets up and he says, what's going on over here? Mayasu and Shei Bechos Bavel. According to your Zairas over here, what were they using Bavel? Shein Lam Ela Shemin Shum Shemin. They've only got sesame seed oil. Is shum shumin translated there sesame? Somebody in English Gemara, right? Umayasu, it's a sesame, for example, now, right? According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruchah or Rabbi Tarfon, who says only use olive oil, right? Or Rabbi, right? So he says, what do you, only sesame? What are they going to do? Umayasu al shei madai, shein lem ela shemen egozim, right? Well, they've only got nut oil. Umaya Su and Shay Alexandria. What will they do? Alexandria and Shay name a shemen snonot. They got radish oil. Umaya Su and Shay Kapotika. Right? Shay name Shayn Lehem Lochach Velochach and a neft. They've got none of this stuff. They've only got neft. Right? So what are they? A paraffin, whatever neft is. How do they translate neft there? Right? So what are they going to use? If you make all these zeros over here. Ella, he says like this. This is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He says, Ella, ein nechayla ma shamru chachamim, ein madlikin. We only stick with a list of what chachamim said. We've got a Mishnah, Mefureshet, on the Kafa, I think it is Kafa Mutbet. And there, in the Kafa Mutbet, right? says Aid Madliki, Lobelechesh, Lobosev, Lobelech, Lobetta Idam, Lobetta Mipa, Lobirokas up in her mind, Lobezef, Lobeshava, Lobeshem, and Kik, Lobeshem, and Trifle, Lobali, Lobechedev. Full stop. Don't come tell me other Xairas. We've got the list, and that's what they can, we can't do. Everything else is good. Look, Rashi, they ain't Madlikin. Kagom, Sureshmani, the Badniti, Nakina Mishnah. He says, Umadlikin b'shemin dagim of Itran. And they can use shemin dagim, and they can use Itran. Right? Those things aren't from Mitl Rashi there, says there. V'afagab the dami lechelev, even though they're similar to chelev, v'eno yotze mi pri, doesn't come from a fruit. So it's similar to chelev means that it comes from an animal. Right? And we see over here that you can only, according to these, a lot of these tanaim here, you can only use stuff that comes from plant-based stuff, not from animal stuff. And chelev comes from an animal. So even though it's similar to the dagim is similar to animal stuff because it's like chaylev and the itran, etc. Right. So now, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, Madlikin b'shemen pekuot uveneft. He says you could even use shemen pekuot. Give me a translation there, please. Shemen pekuot, somebody quickly. Uveneft.
I don't understand the English word. Olocynth oil.
What?
Olocynth oil.
Olocynth oil is?
Shines out, says gold.
Gold, okay. So some sort of a root type oil. And neft. The Gemara says, Sumchus omer, kol ha-yotze bin ha-basar ein madlikin bo, ele b'shemen dagim. Sumchus says, you can't use any meat stuff from any animal stuff other than olive oil, other than fish oil. So now the Gemara says, what Sumchus is chidush? Sumchus ha-nu tanakama. Now the question is, who's Tanakama here? That's why we thank God for Rashi. Look at Rashi. Sumchus, Hainu Tanakama. Who's Tanakama, says Rashi? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, de Pasil, kol henef de Madnitin, v'chelev imne b'hadayin. Chelev's one of them. Tu yotze min abasar, which comes from the animal. Right? It says, v'ichshar b'shemen dagim. Me'ilal shemen dagim. Right? Look at Rashi. Go back to the Gemara, yeah? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is almost in line with the Tosfot of Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, right in line with him, is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Mayasu, Anshei Babel, Sha'anim, Ereze, right? He says all of those things. So there, according to Rashi, explained what was his problem. He says there that Sumchus is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because he mentioned there that he listed all these things that you can use, right? He said, the Pasal Korech the Vanitin. The chaylev imne ba'day, and chaylev is one of the things, and therefore shemen dagim would be allowed. Someone says, now, ikab enayu drav brona, amarav velo mesamim. We had that the other day. We had on Kaf Dalet, I think it was, Kaf Dalet Amud Bet. If you remember, we ended off the sugya. There was actually two dots there right before the Mishnah. Yes, right before the Mishnah, if you look on Kaf Dalet Amud Bet. So we had there right before the Mishnah. We had over there Veloba Aliyah Khamim Hanthanakama. We said Ikabanayu Drav Brona. And Rashi, what's Drav Brona? Da Share Aliyadei Ta'arovet Shemen Kolshu. Drav Brona was the one who said that all these Shmani Melo Asur, if you stuck in a little bit of kosher oil into it, then it becomes good. Remember? And we weren't sure, we brought the Tosfot there. Is he coming to the Machal? Is he arguing? But is it Chilush? We had Chachamim. We had Rashi ben Zuri, and then we had Tanakama, him and Chacham, and we said, who's who? Right, so he says the same thing over here. What's the machloket? Look at Rashi. He says, look at Rashi over here. Ike ben Nadra of Brona, the Amar, tzarich latet letocho shemen kol shehu. Inam, he says, also Rashi says, teich shar chaylev mehutach betorvet shemen kol shehu. If you take this chaylev and you melted it, and you added in something else to it, it would be okay. They said, "Chan me'anech tanai." One of these tanaim savard l'Rav Brona. The chelev nitar b'torah. You can use chelev if you've got a mixture. Aval shemen dagim afilu bina. But shemen olive oil, but fish oil on its own, you don't even need a mixture. V'chad savard shemen dagim alidei tarovet. But one of them says, even dag taro, even olive fish oil have to have a mixture. Aval chelev klal v'chlal lo. That's the difference between. Because one of them said there is some exclusion here to animal oils. The one is it chelev that you have to have a mixture and then it becomes mutar, but fish oil is mutar even without a mixture? or no. Chalavel is vada asur, any animal stuff. But fish oil, one says you can use it, one says you have to use a mixture for it. So according to Rashi, there is a slight difference here between Sumchus and Tana Kama. Gemara carries on. Tana Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Now, because we brought Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar earlier on, we said, V'chein Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, right? Because we had him on Tzori, and then we had this whole new limud. We bring him again, another limud from him. And now, right, we start sidetracking, just preparing you all. We're going now into Tumah and Tara. We're getting a little bit off the subject here of Shabbos. Right? So be prepared. One just quick word of introduction. If you remember, we discussed this a couple of times in previous Masechtos and in Brachot as well, we had it. There's a difference between Shalosh al Shalosh when it comes to a beged that's Makabel Tumah. So a garment that's Makabel Tumah that becomes Tameh has to be a certain size. When we use the word Shalosh al Shalosh, it means three finger sizes, like this. When we say shlosha al shlosha, we mean three tvachim. Okay, so shalosh al shalosh means three fingers. Shlosha al shlosha means three tvachim. Okay, which is bigger already. Okay, that's just, we'll sit there. So now, Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, kol ha-yotze min ha-eitz, right? It's on the same background we're speaking about over here, like oils from trees, vegetable type oils, or fats, same idea. So he says, kol ha-yotze min ha-eitz, anything that comes off a tree, right? Kol ha-yotze min ha-eitz, ein bo mishum shalosh al shalosh. It doesn't have the tumah of a garment that will be the size of 3x3, even if it is 3x3. In other words, if you take, for example, palm leaves, and they're bigger than 3x3, right, in the area, let's say you've got these like fan palms, a fan palm, even if it is bigger than a 3x3 etzba. That's the chidush. Even if it is 3x3, it hasn't got tumah, it's mekabel tumah of 3x3. Look at Rashi, and therefore, as a result of that, umesachachinbo, you can use it for schach, chutz mi pishtan, other than flax. Flax is a separate status. Flax, even strands of flax or bundles of flax or whatever we'll see, is mekabel tumah. Now just look at it, before we go to our Rashi, if you go to Likutei Rashi, it brings to, is a Rashi, or if you haven't got the Likutei Rashi, if you jump over quickly to Kaf Zayin Amud Bet, you'll find it as well. Right, it comes if you look at Ele Pishtan, if you look right at the bottom there of the tomorrow's daf at the end, the last Rashi Ele Pishtan, She'af Ohel Tamei Kliktiv Yizayla Ovechulei, Yalif Tamei Pishtan Mishtai Kra. That Pishtan does have all these attributes. Pishtan becomes Tamei even with a very little amount. Okay? If you look at the Likutei Rashi, which we've got over here, so he says like this, V'lo kamar chutz mi beged pishtan. And we're not specifically saying only a garment of pishtan. Af agav de lav beged shelo nitve kegon onin o nitve v'lo ne'rag. Emesachachin hoel v'metamu ben megayim af agav de lo metamu b'shratzi. So we're seeing how there are different levels of tumah. Something become tamay from a sheretz. Something become tamay from a guy who's a tzara'at. We'll see in a second. But pishtan, even onin of pishtan, right? Even strands of pishtan, right, or bundle of pishtan, they will become tameh. But other than that, everything else that grows on a tree won't become tameh. Look at Rashi over here. Yotze min ha'etz, right, kegon cannabis v'tzemer gefen. Okay, now cannabis over here is not marijuana plant. Cannabis is sap, hessian, I think, right? What's cannabis there? Okay, especially there, but cannabis is like hemp, thank you, hemp, which they make sacks from, right, like hessian bags. Right, or tzemir gefen, which is the cotton wool plant, the cotton plant. He says, "Umesachim, well, you can use it for schach. Hoyel ve'eno mekabel tumah." Says Rashi, "It's done mekabel tumah. The ain mesachim with mekabel tumah." He says, "By the way, you can't use things in mekabel tumah for a sukkah. Right, you can't use it." He says, "Ki yafinu mesachet sukkah megronchami kavecha." We get to that. Chutz mipishtan. Says you'll find we see that on the ikre eitz umekabel tumat negaim. From negayim, right? That's a tzara'at. If they touch it, become a tumah. Afilu onin shebo, even bundles of flax. Lekamen, we'll see later on. Hilchach emesachim, or you can't use bundles of flax to put schach on your sukkah. Okay, so that is a brighter Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that anything that comes from trees doesn't have 3x3 except for pishtan. Amar Abaya, so Abaya says Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, right? V'tanin Rabbi Ishmael amru davar echad. He says Rabbi Shimon Elazar and Rabbi Ishmael must be saying the same thing. Rabbi Shimon Elazar must be based on this Tanin Rabbi Ishmael. Why? Look at Rashi. He says Aviya demihay chaytiti. Where's his makor? Where's he getting this from? You're going to tell us a chidush like that? Bring a pasuk. Huh? What grounds is he telling us that everything that comes from a tree hasn't got shlosh al shalosh and other than pishtan? Without a pasuk? So if he hasn't got a pasuk, it must be basically in a limud which we've already learned. And Rashi and the Gemara assume that must be Rabbi Shmuel that says the same thing. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel. Look at Rashi. Rashi when Mute Shar Begadi Mituma, he loved the itle hard Rabbi Shmuel. Unless he's basing when he says Rabbi Shmuel, if a hilchach. Yotze mina eitz, and as a result, says Rashi, based on what the Gemara is saying, if he's basically Rabbi Ishmael, so it's lav dafka yotze mina eitz, not only things that come from the eitz, do adin the notza shed izib, because this is also goat's hair, right? It's called notza. Goat's hair is like more like feathers, like a feathery type. It's very hard type of stuff, right? The chor midi the lav tzemer ufish, everything which isn't wool and linen. But anything that's not defined in Torah as a beged, as a garment. And he says there, why did he only limit it to Yotze Min Ha'etz and not mention all the other stuff which Rabbi Tanu Rabbi Shmuel speaks about? Because really that brayta or that mamar was said in the context of sukkah. And no one's got a havam that you're going to put goat's hair on your sukkah, right? For other reasons. You know, the Mishkan, they had goat's hair, right? For other reasons. Therefore, he mentioned stuff that grows in a tree. But really, his din is based on Tanu Rabbi Shmuel. And anything is a Makabel Tuma would be not only things grow on a tree, but also other exceptions like Rashi saying over here, things that aren't defined halakhically as a beged. We'll see what beged means in a second. So the Gemara says, okay. Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, Haid Arman. We've seen what he's got to say. Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, Mahi, what's the Tanu Rabbi Shmuel that you're speaking about? What's he talking about? Says the Gemara brings the Makor of Yatz going to Yevamot and Menachot. Says he had a Tanya by Ishmael. Ishmael learns his Beit Midrash like this: Hoyil v'nemru begadim b'Torah Stam. Since the word beged is mentioned in Torah Stam, just Torah says beged, and doesn't tell us what a beged is. It says beged in many places. Upiret lecha hakatuv beechad mehen tzemer ufishtim. And in one place, the Torah is we got a klal and a prat. Klal says beged. There are many places in the Torah we got just the word beged. But there is a place where it also is piret lecha, that what in the same passage says, what's beged? Semru fishtim. So ma'ala halan semru fishtim, af kol semru fishtim. The Gemara learns therefore a binyanav. Just like there in that one particular place the Torah mentions semru fishtim, we can across the board assume that the Torah mentions beged, it means semru fishtim, wool and linen. And that's a beged is makabel tumah. Look at Rashi quickly. Hoyel v'nem ruba Torah stam, without explanation, Kagom b'tumat shratzim when it comes to all these crawlies, the shmone shratzim, and tumat mate and a tum of a dead person, dichti b'tumat shratzim, or beged or, it just mentions there, or beged or. Ube mate, with a dead person, it says, v'chol beged, v'chol kli or, again, beged and or. V'chaim b'shichvat zera, when it comes to tumah of a sperm, right, v'chol beged, v'chol or. Asher yeh alav, shichvat zera, which has got some sort of sperm on it. Okay, it says on your garments. Doesn't mention you. All these places just says beged, 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 beged. Doesn't tell us what a beged is. And then the next Rashi, one of those places, but tumat negaim. When it comes to tumah of negaim, negaim are people who've got sarat, right? It says the klal tchila, it first says the pasuk of a beged, and then it explains, v'abeged ki yevo nega, I think I can bring it up here, look, actually we've got the pasuk, v'abeged ki yevo nega tzara'at, a beged, if there's a tzara'at on a beged, this is not people, this is the beged where the actual garment gets tzara'at, v'abeged tzemer ove v'abeged pishtim, then it says, what's beged, or tzemer in a woolen garment, or in a pishtim garment, go back into the Rashi over here, yeah? So therefore, beged tzemer beged pishtim piret. Af kol beganim says Rashi. Astumim yalfina b'me matzinu. We got b'me matzinu. Just like we found it over there, Tehu binyan av. This is one of the shloshos midot. Te'enu et tzemer ufishtim. That beged means tzemer ufishtim. That's the Tanur Rabbi Shmuel. So he says over here. So that must be, okay. So that is Abaya. So Abaya says that this Rabbi Shmuel ben Lazar over here who says kol yotzei min ha'etz. is lav dafka kol yotze min haetz, but it's all other things of makabel tu, which is not a beged, and he's basing it on a tanar Ishmael. Otherwise, he would have to have brought a makor for it. Says no makor, it's pasha that's a cash. Rava doesn't agree. Rava says not. Rava says like Rava Amar. So I would actually edit the Gemara and say Rava cholek v'amar. Okay, Rava argues on Abaya, and he says shlosha al shlosha b'shar begadim ikebeina. Remember we said shalosh al shlosh means three fingers. Shlosha al shlosha means three tvachim. So he says no. Rabbi Ishmael, Tana Rabbi Ishmael, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar don't agree on everything. They agree on shlosh al shlosh on a small beged, little size. When it comes to three al three, shlosha al shlosha, there they don't agree. And therefore, he's not basing it on Rabbi Shmuel, on Rabbi Shmuel at all. Right, look at Rashi. Shlosha shlosh ba'ike benayu. Rashi says shlosha tfachim. They disagree. The Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar itle. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says he's got this concept of three tfachim and three tfachim. We'll see what it means in a second. And the Tana Rabbi Shmuel late. Look at Rashi over here. What does it mean, Rabbi Shimon itle? The behedya tani, learned it by mefurash. Behedya means mefurash, clearly. Right? Ein bo mishum shalosh al shalosh. We saw it at the beginning of the Amud. Look at previous Amud. Tana Rabbi Shimon mekola, the second line of Amud Aleph. Kola yotze midait, ein bo mishum shalosh al shalosh. So Rabbi says, yeah, more specific, you want the guy to be. He said, shalosh al shalosh, only 3x3 etzba'ot. He never mentioned 3x3 tfachim, which Rava wants to learn that he says 3x3 tfachim will be mekabel tuma. Rabbi Ishmael says even 3x3 will be mekabel tuma, because he says only big and only several pishtim is mekabel tuma, anything else is mekabel tuma, even 3x3. Right, looking back in the Rashi, yeah? He says, itnei debehed yatana, en bo mishum shalosh al shalosh, aval shlosha al shlosha, the chazi afla shiri mitamei. He says, why? Because something which is already 3x3 tfachim, even a rich person will use, has got use for a garment that size. Not only a poor person, and therefore across the board, that's called a garment, and then we fall into the category of beged, who become el tamei. Rabbi Shimon says yes, Rabbi Yishmael says no. The Gemara says like this. It says the chula alma mihat shalosh al shalosh betzemer uvishti mitame benegai. So it seems from this over here that even Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, says that with shalosh al shalosh there's no tumah, that's only things that come from a tree. But it appears that Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Shimon agree that something which is beged, right, which is tzemer ufishtim, even if it's a 3x3 fingers, a little amount would be mekabel tuma. The machloket according to Rava is only on 3x3 with regards to things that grew on trees. But things that are beged, tzemer ufishtim, even Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar would agree it's mekabel tuma. And Rabbi Ishmael said it's only things that aren't beged. So things that are beged, even he would agree on the Kabbalah too. The Gemara says, now, where do you know that from? How do you know that even if it's as small as a 3x3 finger, if it fits into the category of Tzemer Ufishti, which is beged, it is Makabel Tuma? He says, Minalan. He says, where do we know that from? Tanya, we've got a brighter. Beged. When the Pasuk said beged, only a beged. We only know something about beged. Right, look at Rashi there. Only beged, only klomar iya v'ketiv b'negayim beged. The pasuk, if you look at the pasuk which we just quoted, it didn't say beged ki yevo neged tzara'at. It said v'ha beged. Two extra letters. V'ha. And then it said beged. So Rashi is saying, if in the pasuk that it just said beged ki yevo, I would have known that beged is a beged. What's a beged? A beged is something which is of substance, at least a certain size, and no problem. But it didn't say just beged. It said v'ha beged. That's a Gemara saying. Look back in the Gemara. It says over here, beged, ain't ele beged. Shalosh al shalosh binayin, tamud lomar, v'ha beged. V'ha beged tells us even something which is very small. So Gemara says, well, why are you assuming that? V'aymed rabot shalosh al shalosh, maybe no. Maybe it's coming to tell us, v'ha beged is not 3x3 fingers. Maybe it's telling us that it has to be at least the size of 3x3 tfachim. Right? Ve'ema. Rabot shlosha shlosha. Because we don't need shlosha v'shlosha. We don't need a pasuk for that. Why? He said, lav kal v'chomeru. Can we learn from a kal v'chomer? Without a pasuk, 3x3 tfachim, we can learn. Hashta shti ve'erev metamei, shlosha shlosha bibayi. The minimum that's metamei, we know, is just a shti ve'erev. You've got two pieces, if you've got it in both directions, weaved. Little, weaved. So you tell me we need 3x3 tfachim? Much smaller, just shti ve'erev is already metamei. So we don't need a pasuk to teach us 3x3 tfachim, tfachim, so the Gemara bounces that out. That can't be for 3x3 tfachim. So he says, okay, yeah, if that's the case, then maybe say like this, shalosh al shalosh nami leite b'kal v'chomer. So then why do we need a pasuk here? Why can't we learn even 3x3 fingers? If shti ba'erev, which is smaller, so let's say that even 3x3 fingers is already bigger than shti ba'erev, we could learn as well from a kal v'chomer. Moses says, na ele shlosha shlosha dechazu bein nashrim bein lanim ati b'kal v'chomer. Shlosha shalosh la'anim u'dechazian nashrim lo chazian lo atay b'kal v'chomer. This is an interesting principle. He says, why could we learn kal v'chomer on a 3x3 tefach from shti v'erev? Because everybody, even not only ani'im, even rich people have got use for something which is already 3x3. You can use it as a cloth, as a dishcloth, as a wash your hands. You can maybe put it over your head if you want to use it as a yarmulke. Everybody's got benefit for it. Therefore, everybody agrees that that's a beged. So therefore, that can be a kal v'chomer. 3x3 etzba only has use for ani'im, will use these little pieces of torn off stuff. A rich person might use it if it's not really by definition a proper of anything. Therefore, that we wouldn't have thought we could learn from a kal v'chomer, that we needed a pasuk for. That's what Rashi more or less says over here. Look at Rashi. Lashrim lo chazyan. The kura am bein la bein rabba lashrim lo chazyan ein makpiri blat shniya. They're not careful to look after it. Ubitule mevatle. Therefore, just they would chuck it away. So therefore, love atim kav. We won't use that for a kal v'chomer. That's really, I think, what Rashi is saying the way that I explained it. The Gemara carries on. So we've seen over here now that everybody agrees that 3x3 tfachim with makabel tuma. Sorry, 3x3 etzba with makabel tuma in beged. Where's it from? We said from Vahabegid. So Gemara says like this. The Chazid Hashim lo Chazid and lo Atik Ove. So Gemara says, okay. And the Gemara now says, Vatimer. Now normally, sometimes timer would be a question. Right? Rashi says specifically, Aviyah, if you look, Rashi says, Aviyah, Obenichuta. He said, Rashi, Vatimer, Dechti Bekra. He says, Maskal in the Perushal, the Milti, Obenichuta. It's not a Kashi, it's actually just explaining. Hilchach, Timer, the Mitta Kra, Vabegir Raboya, Hilchach, Mitmehu, Har Rabinu, Lo Mitmu. He says, Aviyah, Timer, Dechti Bekra. Right? Was written in the Pasuk. Halo Kat Bekra, wasn't in the Pasuk. Lo Gamer, Mekavach, wouldn't learn to Kavachomer. So therefore, we needed Vahabegid to tell us that even if it's less than three, if it's three etzba, it is matame, the tzemer of fishtim, because otherwise we wouldn't have learned the kal v'chomer without the v'ha, because if it just said beged, it would have said that we don't use it because it isn't good for rich people. The Gemara's not finished yet. Gemara says, v'ema, maybe no. Maybe it's not to what you think to come to include 3x3 finger size of beged. Maybe v'ema l'rabot, shlosha, shlosha, v'shar begadim. Right? So he says, maybe we're using this over here for Shah. Look at Rashi. Three by three, the etzba, that was good for us to learn from a kal v'chomer. We never needed the pasuk, right? For tzemer ufishtim. Vaha ribui l'shlosha shlosha ata u'leshar begadim. So he says, no. Maybe use for tzemer ufishtim, the kal v'chomer, but the v'ha beged is not teaching us 3x3 fingers for stuff which is from the trees, but for other begadim, other fabrics, other things which aren't wool or linen. I'm not sure what that is, to be honest. Maybe leather. No, leather is mentioned separately. So Gemara says, no. Amar kra, the pasuk here says specifically, beged, tzemer, ufishtim. We've got two psukim over here, right? Beged tzemer ufishtim in midi achrinelo. It's only beged or tzemer, a tzemer or fishtim. We can't, there's no other such thing as began. Look, Rashi, prat achar klal, remember, afilu gadol, the shar minin, lo mital ben negayim. Other stuff as well, even if it's three, even if it's a produce stuff, nothing. Beged is only tzemer or fishtim, and therefore we can only rely on this kavachomer of the yad. Kavachomer is for things which are 3 by 3 a finger. We don't, the kavachomer is big stuff, which is good for anim and for ashirim, and the pasuk is for 3 by 3 fingers, and only on wool and linen. The Gemara says, v'eima ki im ma'ut mishlosh al shalosh, avas shlosha al shlosha mitameh. So he says, maybe say, when we mema'it, when we say that things don't become tameh, it's only things which are 3 by 3, but if it's 3 by 3, tfachim will be tameh. Look at Rashi Avia. V'eima ki im amet, char begadim, mishlosh al shalosh. We want to exclude other begadim, not wool or linen. The tzemer ufishtim ate bekavachomer, mishtiv erif. We've already got tzemer ufishtim from mishtiv erif, v'ara pasuk, aval shlosha al shlosha, mitamu miribui de bevaha begit. Right, it says, Kibishalosh al shalosh, but all other stuff as well, we could still learn from this avi. Otherwise, says no. Why not? Trei mi uteketive. There are two psukim that mention it as well. There's we got both psukim. One is in tzaraat, the pasuk we saw already. And the next pasuk is zotarat neged tzaraat, also with tzaraat. Beged hatzemer or hapishtim or ashti or haerev or kokli or letaharo letamo. We've got to mention twice. The first pasuk says, "Ki yebo neged shat bebeged semer of beged fishtim." Then it says, "Beged at semer or fishtim." Again, in the next pasuk. It says, "Avia trei miut." We got 2 miutim. Ketiva beged semer or beged bepishtan. Chad mutem mishlosh al shalosh. One comes to exclude beged, which is less than 3 by 3 fingers. V'chad mutem mishlosha al shlosha. And one to mema'et even begadim, which are 3 by 3. It says, therefore, we can't have these kavachomers here. We got psukim based. Look at Rashi. So basically, telling us over here, this is a little bit tricky, I'm not sure I understand it so well, that if we tried to say that 3 by 3 fingers was from Vaha Beget, and then we said, no, let's say it comes to include 3 by 3 of Tfachim, we said, no, we don't need to do a Kavachomer. We said, okay, let's add 3 by 3 tfachim of other begadim. We said, okay, we've got the 2 miyutim. So we end up here with a miyut over here that it turns out that only beged semer or fishtim really fits into that category, and other stuff won't be makamel tuma. So it works like this. Ularava. So now that was according to everybody, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Meruka. Right? The words are like, wait a second, but now what about Rava? Amar shlosha shlosha b'shar begadim ikabenayhu. Rava was the one who told us that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Ishmael don't agree on everything. On the contrary, they argue about a beggar which is shlosha al shlosha. And we said that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar itle, remember? We said there that he only says that what is in Makabel Tuma? If it's very small. If it's 3 by 3 tfachim, it will be Makabel Tuma. And Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Shmuel will say, even if it's bigger than 3 by 3, it won't be makabel tuma, because he says only beggar, which is pishtan or tzemer, right, will be makabel tuma. So now he says over here, he says, Rabbi Amar shlosha shlosha b'shar begadim ikabana. So we see that one of these tanaim does hold that if, like Rabbi Shimon, will say that it's something with a beged which is made from non tzemer or fishtim, will be makabel tuma if it's bigger than 3. So how do we now live with what we just spoke about now? Because we see now there are 2 mi'utim, and therefore even things which are bigger than 3 by 3, why we become el tuma? But according to Rava, Rabbi Shimon Laza will say that it will be become el tuma. You with me? Is it clear to everybody that? Just go one more time. At the beginning of the Amud, we had a machloket. We had Abaya said that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Ishmael are the same. And we said, what's the makor of Rabbi Ishmael? His makor is that the pasuk doesn't specify what beged is. It says beged stam. Then we've got a klal uprat in one place with regards to tzaraat, neged tzaraat. And there it says, what is beged? Beged is tzemer ufishtim. So he says, when Rabbi Shimon said that anything which grows in a tree is a makabel tuma, he says, love dafka, things that grow in a tree, even other things that are less than 3 by 3. Just he chose dafka, what grows in a tree, because he's talking about sukkah. That was Ravaya. Rava says no. Rava says Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shmuel don't agree with each other. They cholek on the issue of something which grows on a tree, which is 3x3 tvachim size. Rabbi Shimon says that it will be makabel tumah because he specifically said only 3x3 fingers. So he didn't mention 3x3 tvachim. So as far as Rabbi Shimon's concerned, 3x3 tvachim is makabel tumah. Where Rabbi Shmuel, who learned from Beged, Tzemer Ufishtim, he says it's across the board, only Beged of Tzemer Ufishtim makabel tumah. Other stuff, even if it's 3x3 tvachim. So up until now, we explained up until now that everybody agrees that a beggar which is less than 3x3, or the kabbalah to the makor, we said vaha beggar. We ended up concluding that with the two mi'utim, that even a non-tzemer ufishtim beggar which is bigger than 3x3 also has a kabbalah tumah. So now the question is, why is it? It doesn't work. Because according to Rava, Rabbi Shimon says that a beggar made by non-tzemer ufishtim, made by other stuff, which is bigger than 3x3 tvachim, is mekabel tumah, because he only mentioned 3x3 fingers, not 3x3 tvachim. Clear? Right? Okay, that's the most question over here. So he says over here, al shlosh ha-bishad, so he says, now, v'chad imut yav shlosh ha-shoyim, v'rav ed amas shlosh ha-shlosh ha-bishad, v'gad imi kebenayu. So he says, the onkabes lakas, Rabbi Shimon Azar, it lay le tane de Rabbi Shma, so that's just a pizza question. Rabbi Shimon it lay, he does hold that 3x3 tvachim is metamei, the tane of Ishmael late lay. So then, shlosha shlosha bishar begadi minare. So now, where do we know, according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, that 3x3 tvachim and other begadim, which are not similar fishtim, where do they become makabu? How do they be, where do they, where, what's the makor for makabu tumah? So he says, nafka mi va'o beged. He's got the extra, it says va'o beged. Right? Because she pull a lab mehem b'motam, yitma mikot kli'etz o beged, or sak, or kli'a she yaseh melacha b'hem, b'mayim yuva v'tamar er v'tahar. So he's got there, that says the o beged. That o, which is a pasuk in Vayikra later on, he says the o beged, beged ainli ele beged, shlosha shlosha b'shar b'gadim inayin, tamud lomar, o beged. He's got extra limud for it, he learns it from that. Let's end off over here.